According to an IHS market study, the average age of vehicles on American roads is now a record 11.6 years. There are many reasons for this, including the higher quality of new vehicles. As pointed out by an analyst at Kelley Blue Book, many people are, quote, basically driving around in a rotary phone, close quote. In other words, while it is great that vehicle quality is higher and people don't need to bear the expense of acquiring a new car as frequently, there are downsides. For instance, there are many vehicles that still don't have an airbag, or perhaps have only one. There are other useful technologies in today's cars, including Bluetooth and lane control. Still, many people are sticking with their old cars. One of the reasons may be that the average price of a new vehicle is now in excess of $34,300. A full-size pickup costs more than $45,000 on average, and a full-size SUV nearly $61,000. Though many have held onto their vehicles, outstanding auto debt still climbed 9% last year. By 2016, Americans had accumulated nearly $1.2 trillion in outstanding auto debt. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.